Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th, and while President Bush is not on the ballot this year, his political operation is investing time and money in the campaign. Democrats control the Senate by one vote, and many critical Senate races are in states that border the Mississippi River. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is traveling the waterway this summer, talking to voters, and no state is more steeped in river lore than Missouri.
Park Service historian Bob Moore is standing beneath the stainless steel gateway arch that reaches 63 stories into the sky at the edge of the Mississippi River here in St. Louis, Missouri.
The levee that we can see from where we're standing, if we were here 150 years ago, would have been solidly lined with old-fashioned steamboats like you see in pictures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Those boats would have been lined up side by side for over a mile.
The Mississippi combines with the Missouri River to increase its width and power, and that's why French fur traders came here more than 230 years ago to ship what they bought from Indians. When it became part of the United States in 1803, it was the takeoff point for the expedition of Lewis and Clark. Ever since, it's been the place where small boats move cargo onto bigger ships that could manage the wider, deeper river that extends south from St. Louis to New Orleans and the Gulf of Mexico. St. Louis is where Scott Joplin made ragtime music popular in the late 1800s. It was also a center for the blues and jazz drifting up the river from Louisiana and Memphis. Today, the riverfront is less a commercial center than a tourist attraction. The hustle and bustle of the late 1800s in St. Louis is gone. The city has shrunk from a peak of 850,000 people to fewer than 350,000. Railroads, then trucks and airplanes all superseded river transport and made St. Louis less important. Today, the talk of St. Louis has moved away from the shenanigans of river rogues to the concerns of a Midwestern city in love with its baseball team and its soap opera politics. Charlie Brennan hosts a popular afternoon drive time talk show in St. Louis.
It's not even Labor Day yet, so we don't have too many political topics reaching the mics yet. We did have a very fiery discussion whether or not St. Louisans, actually the whole state, should increase their sales tax and their gas tax. And almost by a 3-to-1 margin, statewide, people voted that down. So that was a big issue.
One factor in the defeat of the tax proposition is the economic uncertainty in the state. Missouri lost more jobs than any other state in the nation last year, 55,000. Major companies such as Purina have been bought out. The region's biggest airline, TWA, was bought by American Airlines. The city has also seen a major infusion of immigrants, most recently Bosnians. And the city's suburbs, which have been mostly Republican for decades, are seeing more Democrats moving in. The rest of the state, the farmlands and small towns, have been trending Republican. Terry Jones is a professor of political science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Missouri is a complex state, and it really doesn't see itself all of one piece. If you go down to the southern part of the state near the Boot Hill, you would think that you're in the South, and the people there identify with that tradition and that background. Kansas City sees itself as a Western community. It looks to Denver as, for example, a counterpart. We're the westernmost of the eastern cities. St. Louis tends to see itself as a counterpart to Pittsburgh or Baltimore or Cleveland. The northern part of the state is very agricultural, very similar to Iowa. And so when we try to get our act together as a state, we have a very disparate set of parts to try to assemble.
The divide between Democrats and Republicans in the state is a backdrop for the political drama that's been gripping the state since the 2000 election. President Bush narrowly carried the state's 11 electoral votes, but in Missouri, that election was not the top story. The big race here was between the two former governors, John Ashcroft and Mel Carnahan. Battling over the Senate seat, Ashcroft had won in 1994. Just weeks before the election, Carnahan was killed in a plane crash. Nonetheless, Carnahan won the election, and the new governor named Carnahan's widow, Jean, to fill the vacancy. Editorial page editor Christine Bertelson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
I think her record in the Senate has been pretty good. I think she has voted fairly conservatively for a Democrat. We've given her some criticism for her positions on the welfare reform legislation. We're not totally in step with the way that she's voted.
St. Louis and Kansas City are expected to give their support to Carnahan in this year's election. Her challenge will be to win votes in between the two cities, in the stretches of Missouri where tradition and old GOP ties remain strong. For example, Cape Girardeau, about 120 miles south of St. Louis on the Mississippi, is the largest city in a sub-region that is both heavily conservative and Republican. Its most famous native is the nation's most famous talk show host, Rush Limbaugh.
The second house on your left is where he was born and reared most of his life.
Anita Mines of the city's Convention and Visitor Center takes visitors on the Rush Limbaugh hometown tour.
On Halloween, Rush's mother, she would hand out candy. When she closed the door, he would drop water balloons on the kids. Now, this is where
Cape Girardeau is a blue-collar city of 36,000. Assistant city manager Walter Denton talks about residents with a northern work ethic, but people who practice southern hospitality. The city is home to a Procter & Gamble plant that is the number one producer of Pampers diapers in America. As the biggest town between St. Louis and Memphis, Cape Girardeau has big malls and two medical centers. But concerns about layoffs and plant closings are part of life this summer. Hugh White is the mayor pro tem of Cape Girardeau.
I was employed with Super Value, which is a major wholesale food distributor. That distribution center closed in the spring of 2000, so I had been with them 27 years and left the company at that point.
One hope for the future hereabouts is a new harbor on the Mississippi, just south of Cape Girardeau. Daniel Overby is executive director of the Southeast Missouri Regional Port Authority.
Right now we have probably about 100 jobs, and then you can add on another 50 to 75 of truck driving jobs hauling material in and out.
If the government will make the building of infrastructure a priority, this is a classic example, an aggressive county and city and leaders.
That's Republican Senate candidate Jim Talent. Last week he came to tour the harbor and film campaign commercials made as he stood overlooking the river. Later at the Port Authority office, Talent, 45, a former congressman, talked about the challenge of running against the incumbent Democrat, the 68-year-old widow of the state's former governor.
I'm running for the Senate. I'm not running against anybody. There is a lot of sympathy for Gene Carnahan, and there should be sympathy. But the question is really about the future and who can fight effectively for Missouri and Missouri values in the United States Senate. She's not for permanent tax relief. She voted to cut missile defense. There's a whole series of issues where Jean and I disagree.
But Jean Carnahan says she will not be conceding the outlying communities of Missouri, including Cape Girardeau. In her cluttered campaign office in St. Louis, she says she's not expecting sympathy in this race. She's carved a place for herself as a moderate to conservative Democrat and wants voters to look at what she's done.
I have a record that I have worked very hard to establish and set out to do that from the beginning. I didn't have 6 years to do that like my colleagues. I have tried to come together and not always be partisan. I have tried to find something in the sensible center that works. And I'm very proud of what I've been able to do for jobs and for education and health care in Missouri.
Senator Carnahan is also counting on strong support from women voters. But Talent is pressing the idea that he knows how to get political work done in Congress that will bring money home to Missouri. President Bush and the Republican Party are also lending a hand with visits to the state and money. Polls have Carnahan holding a single-digit lead, but everyone in the state is anticipating a debate that could provide a turning point. The focus will be on how tough Talent dares to get with Carnahan and how Carnahan handles the pressure of such an important debate. Juan Williams, NPR News, St. Louis.